I'm standing on the side of the N11, the main Dublin-Wexford road, and I'm just outside the village of Oilgate in County Wexford. And every car and every truck that passes me by, the drivers are staring intently into their rear view mirrors or into their side mirrors. And that's because coming up the road just behind them is a man in a chair, and he's being pulled by 8 dogs. How are you doing? Can I have a word? How are they getting on?
So Ronan, who is he? Did he talk to you?
He did. He's a local man and his name is Philip Keogh. He lives just outside the village of Oilgate.
So describe the contraption anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's a chair, right? It's a yellow chair with a white seat on it, and it has small wheels on it. And running out of the chair are these sort of harnesses, and connected to the harnesses are 8 dogs. So they're 2 abreast and 2 dogs in front, 2 dogs after them, and they pull it along.
So it's like Scott of the Antarctic.
It's like, you know, you sort of think Alaska, but you're in Wexford, and you think huskies, but it's actually sheepdogs. And it's not a wheelchair, it's some sort of a hospital chair.
Well, I guess he's eccentric, but tell us a bit about Phil himself.
Well, I actually first saw Phil during the summer. I was driving through Oilgate and the recording equipment was deep in the back of the car, so I didn't get a chance to record him. But I went back last week to try and find him, and I found where he lives. He lives in a farm, as I say, just outside the village of Oilgate. A lovely, neat farm, clean, well-kept farm. And I met him in the shed. Now, the shed is his sort of workshop. It's where he stores everything. He is a hoarder's delight, and the shed is a hoarder's delight. For example, just inside the door of the shed, he has a row of nails on the door, and on the nails are little bits of wire and little bits of baler twine.
No, I'll have to get a bit of wire to tie that there now. I don't really want to get a bit of wire now.
You have wire and baling twine and everything hanging up here.
I know, it's only old stuff they say you use it from time to time, do you know what I mean? You don't know when you want a bit when you're at my sort of work, do you know what I mean?
I tell you, never throw anything out, do you?
Oh, nothing. No. Because you don't know when you want them, they say, because I wouldn't be like another person, they say. They wouldn't dream of doing the things I'd be at, you see what I mean? And they'd be throwing away yokes and they wouldn't see it, and they'd be valuable to me.
And the shed is where Phil keeps his road sled. So for the listeners who can't see it now, describe to me what it is.
Well, it's an invalid chair.
Right.
You see, mm-hmm. And a fella gave it to me like this. He had no use for it. So the only one who could think of it was me. He said, I might be able to yoke it up with these dogs, you see what I mean? So at the time, I wasn't going to take it off my toss. I said, what the hell am I going to do with that blooming yoke?
It's got 4 wheels. And
it's got 4 wheels.
2 wheels at the front.
You can see yourself, you see the way it's all manipulated up. You know, it's only simple. The whole thing's only simple.
Uh-huh.
So
you have a bit of fertiliser bag with stitching in it.
That's right. Them are the harness.
Oh, I see.
You see that?
And that goes around their necks.
That's right. Yeah, you see, they're yoked up the same as a horse.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the same principle as a horse.
Oh, very good.
Now, that's that lot.
So the next job after he had put the harnesses onto the chair was to get the dogs out and get them into the harness. And you'll hear there's a little bit of arguing between the dogs, but his control over the dogs is incredible. But he does it the way they recommend you deal with children. He talks to the dogs and he praises them constantly, constantly. And the dogs are round between themselves occasionally. He said the bitches argue with the bitches and the dogs argue with the dogs, but never across the gender divide. But have a listen to the way he deals with the dogs.
Come on up, watch out. Come on up. Yeah. Come on, Susanna. Adelou. That's it, now. Don't give her a hand. Adelou. Nobody give her a hand there now. Come on up. That's enough now. Adelou now, down now. Stop that arguing. Stop that arguing. For God's sake. That's the stuff. It's a good year.
Yeah.
She's a good boy, isn't she? Good boys? That's several good chaps. That's what they are. Several good. Miz, come on. Come on over here now, good boy. Come on. That's a good man. He's a really good lad. That's all right, boy. He's a several good chap. Ain't you a good boy? He's very good. He's one of the greats.
Now, it took a while, but eventually Phil got all 8 dogs, 2 abreast, hooked up to the invalid chair on wheels.
Stop me, please.
Did the dogs mind being in the harness?
Oh, not at all. No. Actually, they love being in the harness.
And do people say to you, is it not very cruel for the dogs?
Oh, I have had cruelty men and everything else after me here, but I couldn't prove nothing. I've had them here.
Did they?
Oh, yeah.
And what did they do? They look over the dogs, do they?
See how the dogs are looked after them. They're well-minded and fed and all that crap, you know what I mean? A woman said to me in the Flack Hole last year, when I was in Enniscorthy, she said, I wish they could put manners on my children to send you on them dogs. God and Mrs. I had them for a while, so I'd put manners on them. Oh, Lord, stop.
So has Phil got a day job, Ronan, or is this what he does?
No, he's a retired farmer. Now, he tells me he's done all sorts of jobs. He was a bus driver in Dublin and he was a bus driver in London. He fell on hard times in London. He said he went a bit wild with money and gambling. He came back and he sold vegetables, and unfortunately he had to give up selling the vegetables because of the price of petrol went through the roof. He goes around festivals.
Doesn't have to worry about that anymore.
No, he doesn't. He goes around festivals and events like steam rallies and ploughing championships. He went to Ronald Reagan's visit in Ballyporeen and he got a letter from the White House thanking him for coming along.
I've been in the Rosa Rally and all these places.
Oh yeah?
Oh yeah. I had them from all over the world, American, Australian, everywhere. I tell you what, I took so much money down there when I was in it. It's unbelievable. The only way I could describe it was manna from heaven. A big ring there. And it was packed with people. And they were all pegging the money into the ring. And I had a great big 10-gallon hat on me, you see. And they were all trying to get the money onto the hat. And I had four chaps picking up the money along with myself. And I can assure you, I didn't get it all. I tell you, that's what we're not.
And when you were a child, a young fella, did you do a lot of this?
I didn't know, not really, no. My mother said I was not good for nothing. You know, when I was a lad growing up. Anyway.
That's a very hard thing to say to a young fella.
Oh, no, she'd be right enough. It wouldn't be wrong at all, but...
Well, you turned out being very successful.
Yeah, but it's just one of those things, you see. You see, if you see these young fellas today doing wild things, you wouldn't want to take any notice of it. Because one day they lose all them ideas and they could all turn out to be famous men. You know, I mean, you do queer things when you're young.
Were you wild?
Not really, no. No, I wouldn't be that straight. No, I know.
And do you have family yourself or children yourself at all?
No, I'm not married at all.
Are you not?
No, because if I was married, I wouldn't get my... I would get to do these things. A wife wouldn't have... She wouldn't wear that lot of stuff.
All right. You know what I mean?
Yep. I'm going to give him a little warm-up around the yard before we take him out on the road.
Okay.
Now, on your feet now, lads. Go on. Come on now. Stay on. Come on. Go ahead. Now, come on, up. That's the stuff now. Come on, where you go? Come on. Up.
And Ronan, during the warm-up, is anyone sitting in the chair?
Yeah, no, nobody is sitting in the chair during the warm-up around the yard. He says the dogs aren't like machines. You can't push a button and get them to work straight away. So he gives them the warm-up to let them loosen themselves up. And then he goes out on the road and he sits in the chair himself when he's out on the road. And
Sounds dangerous.
It does sound dangerous. You know the scene in Cinderella where she gets all the mice and turns them into horses? And well, I was Cinderella. You shall go to the ball, Ronan, but I didn't want to go to this particular ball.
Oh, you got to sit in it.
I got to sit in it. Now, the thing is, this is the N11, you know, and like there's cars going to the boat in Rosslare from all over the country. There's trucks going all over the road. He doesn't use reins and he doesn't use a whip. And the way he controls them is there's two dogs at the very front, right? One is big.
Oh, no, fairy godmother, leave me at home in the ashes.
That's right. I'd rather do the housework. So, and he insisted I sit up in the chair, and I was trying to tell him, I'm scared of traffic and I'm scared of dogs. I have no interest. No, these are toppers now. You'll have to sit up in the chair. So the way he controls it is that the two dogs in the front, you see, Bill and Mick, and if he wants to go left...
Bill and Mick.
If he wants to go left, he calls Bill, and Bill kind of says, oh, that's me, better go left. If he wants to go right, he says, Mick, and Mick says, that's me, I better go. But the problem was, if the chair is wandering out into the middle of the road and there's a truck coming down on you, and Bill is supposed to be on the job and pulling the whole team off the road, Bill might just take a notion to go and have a wee somewhere. But you're really relying on Bill to be awake and on the job.
So you were lacking a little in confidence in your vehicle.
I was. But have a listen to it. It's the scariest thing I ever did in RTE.
But now, see, what I have to do now, I guess it's top of holy water now, and I shake the hand before I start. I don't know whether you believe in holy water or not.
I do sometimes.
Well, I know that, but I always use it.
broad is she to handle here with dogs? Mick, what on me?
Good chaps. Mono chaps up. Good well done. Mono, that's the stuff. Good men. Mono lads. Mono, we've got great. Dead on.
They like the word of praise, don't they?
Oh, of course, they love it. And sometimes I'd be in bad form now, you see, and I might give out to them. And they'll all go away just with the tails between the legs and go. But at the same time, they're watching for that one word of kindness. They're just waiting for that one word of kindness. And the note of remainder here comes out, man, the tails are all over me. Good chaps, well done, chaps.
I have to tell you, every time they veer out across the road and one of these juggernauts comes bearing down on top of me, I start saying my little prayers and I wonder about the holy water. Will I hop out now?
I'm going home now.
Okay, I'm going to hop off. He wants me to stay where I am. That knocking sound you hear is my knees.
Good stuff, lads. Great stuff, lads. Great stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff, lads. Whoa, lads. Billy, come on, around you come. Come on, Billy, right around now. Whoa. You just sit in there now. Come on, lads. Up. Good men. Toppers. Come on, lads. Let's fire into it. Up. Right up, lads. Right up now. Up well. Up. Whoa. Now you can get off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.